genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Now, every show has a theme. Today's theme is influencing people. All three of my guests influence other people in the course of their jobs, each with their own unique style. My first guest, of course, Chris Hillman, influences people through his words and his melodies. My next guest uses words, mostly written in his weekly newspaper, to influence popular opinion about the United in the United States towards his home continent of Africa. Dr. Chika Onyani is described as a man for all seasons. He's an international diplomat, a pace-setting journalist, and a distinguished author. From his current post as editor-in-chief of the African Sun-Times and his various stations in the worldwide pan-African movement, Dr. Onyani has achieved singularity and honor as one of Africa's foremost statesmen. He was born in a small village in Nigeria. In January of 1963, at a very tender age, he joined the diplomatic service of the foreign ministry of the then barely three-year-old independent Federal Republic of Nigeria. Since then, he served in diplomatic posts in Dublin, Ireland, London, England, Brussels, Belgium, Paris, France, and, of course, here in the United States. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of the African Sun-Times. He's popularly known as the Dean of African Media here in the United States. The African Sun-Times has received numerous awards for its journalistic excellence. Founded in 1989, the Sun-Times is the largest and only weekly African newspaper in America. In June of 2005, Dr. Onyewe launched the All African Radio, which has become the most listened to radio program for Africans in America. Welcome to the show, Doc. How are you today?
Thank you so much for inviting me, sir.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you here, especially somebody who has achieved so much in his lifetime as you. You're all over the news lately. You're pushing right now for a name change for Africa or certain parts of Africa. You want the name for the bulk of the continent of Africa to be changed from Sub-Saharan Africa to just simply Africa. Now, typically, we in the West have always called it Sub-Saharan Africa because we want to differentiate between the Muslim world in the North and the African world in the South. Why are you pushing for a name change, and why are you pushing for it now?
Well, the thing is, as you said, that between Muslim Africa and the rest of Africa, of course, you have to understand that there are only five countries in the North. That is Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Tunisia, and Egypt, and sometimes they include Sudan, although they don't include South Sudan when they do that. So we don't see why only five countries in Africa should be referred to as Africa when the rest of Africa should be called South. You know, I mean, it doesn't really. Because of how this name started, we believe that it's a very demeaning term. It's very it's a term that is totally racist in nature, and should not continue to be used. Because you see, we have 42 countries in mainland Africa, and then we have six countries that are islands of Africa. So why should five countries be called Africa and the rest of Africa called Sub Africa? There is no other continent where you have such appellation to describe the majority of the countries in that continent. America is not called Sub Canada America. You understand? You know,
well, it makes perfect sense what you're saying, yeah, because it's a pejorative term, and I understand exactly what it is you're saying. For those of us in the audience, or people who may be listening in the audience, I mean, let's just recap that Africa is the cradle of civilization. Everybody coming out of the whole Olduvai Gorge area, that's where civilization began, or so we think. It is also the continent, the home of the oldest known civilization in the world, that is Egypt. Most people don't necessarily associate Egypt with Africa, but it is part of the African continent. So Africa has a lot of history. It's very rich in its history. So you think that it's a pejorative term to use sub-Saharan Africa just to describe the other countries in the continent below the Sahara Desert?
Well, I believe that because, as I said, you have 42 countries calling the rest of us Black Africa. This is what it is really all about, calling the rest of Black Africa sub-Saharan Africa. Is more or less what used to happen during the slavery time, when Black people were known as subhuman human beings. And this is the same thing. And moreover, you have to understand when this term started being used to describe the rest of Africa, which was during the pandemic of AIDS in Africa, when the term started being used to differentiate the rest of Africa from North Africa. And as I said, we only have five Arab countries in North Africa. As you know, even in American, in the U.S. census form, you see that North Africans are regarded as white. You know, I mean, does it make sense to continue to just regard five countries in Africa as the rest of Africa, to call it the rest of Africa? No, we want the term to stop being used to refer to the rest of the continent.
We're talking to Dr. Onyewa, everybody, who is the head of Celebrate Africa Foundation, and he's talking about his latest movement to really change perceptions about the continent of Africa. Tell us, Doctor, about the Celebrate Africa Foundation. Why did you found it? What are the goals of the foundation?
Well, even though some of us in many of my books have criticized Africa, but at the same time, we feel that Africa has accomplished a lot. You mentioned some of the things Africa has accomplished, the cradle of civilization, and the place where human beings originated. But really, we are also making some pride in taking care of our continent. But when you look at most of the things that are portrayed about Africa is quite negative. And we feel that even though we realize that those things are there, there are some elements of success we have achieved that we have to celebrate. That is why we decided in 2004 to found the Celebrate Africa Foundation. And basically is to encourage African countries to practice good governance democratic rules. And we have used the Celebrate Africa Foundation to recognize some of the countries that are doing exactly that. For instance, in 2006, we recognized Senegal as the most as the African country of the year. Why is that? Because in Senegal, which is 95% Muslim, their first president was a Christian. He was in office for 20 years, after which he resigned, and before we had a Muslim president. And then, moreover, even though it is as I said, over 95% Muslim, you have had a woman prime minister there, and unlike Nigeria, where I come from, when things happen in Europe, like the drawing of Mohammed, you know, caricature of Mohammed, you don't see people running in the street killing people as they did in Nigeria, you know. So moreover, you have a country that the opposition, which was very rare in Africa, where the opposition party won an election, and then the ruling party said congratulations for winning. Normally, the ruling party will always find a way, like Zimbabwe, to win.
Right.
So, those are the things.
We're talking to Dr. Chika Onyanye. Onyanye. I knew that when I came in here. Onyanye. Doctor, a couple of quick questions for you. And what are two or three of the top misconceptions that Americans have about Africa?
Well, one of the misconceptions, of course, is the fact that Africa is ridden of diseases. So, when you have a continent that is the population of 950 million people, we cannot all be dying. Otherwise, we wouldn't have such a large population of people.
That's true.
And then, of course, you know, there is the perception also that we are only about killing ourselves, and which is true to some extent in the fact that we are always buying the used, you know, the Second World War equipment from the West and the East to kill ourselves, and then of course the fact that you know that Africa is all about dictatorship. To some extent, of course, that was true. But we as the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs said the other day, and we are making progress in recognizing some of the countries. And you have to, you know, for instance, in America, you have to understand that according to the U.S. Census, the African immigrant group is the most educated immigrant group in the country, you know, and one of the, you know, the group with some of the highest per capita income in the U.S.
We're talking to Dr. Chika Onyanye, everybody. He is the chairman of the Celebrate Africa Foundation. Dr. Onyanye, I can't believe we're out of time. Thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
I thank you so much. I hope your listeners can help us for this campaign we have launched, to go to Celebrate Africa Foundation and sign the petition that we are driving.
Go to Celebrate Africa Foundation and sign the petition.
CelebrateAfricaFoundation.org. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Onyanye. Thank you.